Good morning. As you know, Belfast City Council has issued an injunction on some loyalists to stop them organising or directing bonfires on four sites in East Belfast. Both Sinn Féin and the Alliance Party have told this programme that the DUP, the UUP and the PUP have supported this action against these loyalists. The three unionist parties just mentioned, well, they are refusing to deny to their loyalist community whether they have indeed done this. They're refusing to even address the specific issue. So I want to tell you what I did yesterday. I decided to go up to two of the bonfires in question and speak face to face with some in the community. Now, that's something that their own unionist political representatives did not do yesterday. I wanted to understand how these people were feeling, and I'm going to let you hear that in just a second or two. But before I do so, look, there will be many in society who will actually say, look, Belfast City Council has finally done the right thing here. That these bonfire builders, they cannot think that they can just dump wood wherever they like on public property and stick two fingers up to the rules that the rest of us have got to abide by. So I get that. Indeed, there might be quite a few of you listening to this programme this morning admiring Belfast City Council and asking why this type of court order is not more widespread. For example, we see other fires being built on roads, for goodness sake, beside hospitals and houses. And there just cannot be a free-for-all in any decent society. So I get all that. And we're happy to take your calls today if you want to voice your support, or maybe you don't, for the council. Here's the number, 03030 80 55 55. However, there is another discussion I want to have with you this morning as well. Something quite significant, if you think about it, has actually happened, which questions the decency within our democracy. So sit back a second and think about this. If Sinn Féin and the Alliance Party are to be believed, then the Democratic Unionist Party, the Ulster Unionist Party, and the PUP have supported imposing a court order on some people within their own community without being prepared to even admit that they've done it. So for any of the young men who I met at these bonfire sites yesterday, why should they believe or put trust in our politics? The very politicians who knock their doors looking for votes will not explain to them why they have supported a court order against them, if indeed they have. Now, this isn't about the rights and wrongs of that court order. We've got to respect the judiciary. An independent judge looked at the facts in this case and decided that an injunction should be issued. So there's no question of the integrity of the judiciary or indeed the actual decision that's been made. This is about how the politicians have behaved behind it. And when I was up face to face with those young men yesterday, some of them screaming about me, some of them screaming at me about how much they hated me, I was left, though, with this question. Would the DUP or UUP or PUP have done this to other people who have different status in our society? So many of these young loyalists at these bonfire sites, they were dressed in tracksuit bottoms and, look, I think it's safe to say that, you know, they don't have big degrees behind their names. They're not the very, very best educated in our society. But if they hadn't been wearing tracksuits and they had been wearing pinstripe suits, and maybe if they had been part of the dinner party circuit, would any of these unionist parties, DUP, UUP, PUP, have dared to refuse to confirm or deny that they had been party to imposing a court order? Would they have imposed a court order on powerful people in pinstripe suits in Northern Ireland about whether they did or didn't support it and explain why? This week, it was on the young men who don't have power in the corridors of Stormont. But they should have respect. And the media has a role to play in holding politicians accountable on your behalf. Part of that means questioning why politicians are creating legislation that will affect your lives. It's a statement of fact that the nationalist parties who have been prepared to be open with the loyalist community about why they have supported this injunction are in contrast to the unionist parties who are refusing to confirm or deny that they supported it. We'll take your calls on this morning, 03030 80 55 55. Now, let's get back to the actual bonfire sites. Remember, Belfast City Council say they are not, through their injunction, trying to stop the fires being lit, even though the council say they cannot vouch for the safety of the bonfires. Now, that in itself is confusing. So if they are saying that they're not trying to stop the fires being lit, why not? If they applied for an injunction because they felt the fires would be unsafe and they cannot vouch for their safety, why didn't they include in the injunction the prevention of them being lit? But let me bring you some understanding of how those who built the bonfires in Bloomfield Walkway actually feel. Now, this bonfire is close. It's very close to some houses. And when I went up to the site, some young men started running towards me, screaming at me that they didn't like me, that they didn't like the BBC, that I was biased, that the BBC was biased.
Okay. Run this community down. Run the politicians down. And you can't answer one question.
But they did calm down after a while. And my job yesterday was to give them a voice. Here's my conversation with one young man.
Right, you came running towards me as in you were angry,
yeah.
screaming at me. Why?
Yeah.
What's your view of the BBC? Why?
Well, because all you hear from the BBC is always running the Protestants down, running this down. Why is it here? Why is it there? There's never any, oh, maybe it should be here. Is there any resolutions of why we could maybe fix it or all this wouldn't happen? Like, if there had been a park or somewhere.
Well, why do you think I'm here? I'm standing
exactly.
right beside you.
And fair play to come here because very
many stop people, you were screaming like, at me earlier on.
Well, I know it was. I know it was. That's anger. Shake your hand and say I was sorry.
And what's that anger about?
Because 2 days ago, Stephen, we had a bonfire that would have been the biggest in Belfast and it was burnt. And the point is, you work hard all July from the start of basically January right through to July to have a laugh with your mates. Have a laugh in the landfill and then that's it, forgot about. There's no more hassle, it gets cleaned up, everyone goes. You don't see your mates as much, and then some Paddy's Day they have, but now enough swims off it. What's the difference? What is the difference?
So you're saying that bonfire there, right,
right,
is an important part of your life. Is that
yeah,
what you're
100%.
Saying?
I've grew up my whole life building bonfires.
How old are you?
21. And see, to be honest with you, I'm not going to stop building bonfires. I love it. See, like a kid. It's a kid at Christmas. See, coming round, stacking your pellets, throwing your pallets up, seeing it getting hot, coming around every day, all your mates having banter. That's what it's all about. It's not just, oh, here, we'll stick a flag in the top yet and burn it. They have to think about the people that clack for it, stack for it. It's just all about coming together.
Right, now don't go ballistic here, right? Now don't go ballistic.
Don't.
Do you actually think, do you not think that it starts to play in that, you see some of the people, and I'm not doing this, right? But do you see some of the people that want to portray you lot as we scumbags and all the rest
yeah.
of it, right? Do you not think it plays into it when you put F the council up there?
No.
Does that not play
no.
into that?
I don't know why that's there. Because the council's s**t on us, that's why that's there. The council, 2,000 pallets? Oh, we've lost them. Where would they go? How can you lose 2,000 pallets?
Well, they were stolen.
No, yes, but how can you steal 2,000 pallets? What are you in a flatbed?
What would make it better? Let's talk about the BBC, for example. What would make it better? Who I work for? The BBC.
If they give us more of a say and didn't run us down as much for what they do and come out and actually see if even come round one day what we're stacking.
That's what I'm doing.
And give you come round and get into the atmosphere where everyone's stacking and everyone's building. See the fun you have, mate. That's what it's all about.
So this injunction basically says stop putting wood on the site. Right.
We've done that. We have a sign up there, no more dumping.
So you're going to respect
yeah,
the injunction?
100%.
And BBC was out yesterday and they have all that on their cameras.
Okay. So you're going to respect
yeah,
it. Why are you going to respect it?
So we'll have it here for next year. But next year we want the council to stick to their word and make it somewhere where we can build it, where houses aren't a threat, where all this doesn't happen and an injunction doesn't need to come up. Because let's be honest, what's it all over? Nothing. It was all sweet. It's only going to make it worse. Let's be honest. See if they come and try and take it away. Things are only going to get worse.
See when the bonfire comes across, the Catholics bonfire comes across, they're going to do the exact same thing.
I know you don't.
What they've done to us? Are they going to go to court? Are they going to go to court and tell them?
No, they're not.
They're not allowed. They're not allowed to build theirs. Are they?
He does not say anything.
Well, the DUP has supported the injunction.
That's a joke, but as well. They shouldn't be supporting something against their own culture. That's not right either, but they shouldn't.
And the Ulster Unionist Party.
I know, but they don't. They don't say anything about Inverary involved in this.
Sure, there's no built up houses around Inverary. Inverary's bonfires are in playing fields.
And it's been.
So why would they come into this thing?
I do not realise this has just made us be bigger. It's just made us be bigger and better, and we're not going to stop. Every time they come and they're throwing something at us, we're making it better. Look at every. If you would have been here seeing all these kids' faces, that's something that you don't get every day. You should have seen the joy on all their faces. We made everybody happy today. That's something that we're all proud of.
Oh, happy by doing what?
Giving them a fun day. Look, giving them a fun day, free food, and dust all over one bonfire, one day of a year, and it's all about kick-up. Yes, we may collect for months, but we had a deal to keep us tidy. That's why the council got this, and they over at the end of it.
The other night when they burnt it, my child cried for 2 hours solid, and he's one of the clackers.
I'm 18 and I was standing here bawling my eyes out. You know what I mean?
You were crying.
Oh, that's our bonfire, that's our pride and joy.
A hard man like you crying. Right. Tell me why you were crying.
Because we spent hours, because it's just our culture. We've grew up around this. And when we were younger, all our older ones, they stood on it for us. They make us happy. And now it's our turn to give back to our community. And now our communities came together because the council us and everybody's stronger. That's the best thing we've done.
There's also confusion at this site because some of the bonfire builders are confused by the council's U-turn. It was just a couple of weeks ago, remember, that the council were offering to store wood for the bonfire builders. And now the same council has put an injunction on them saying it prevents them from directing or organising bonfires. How has that happened? How has that confusion been allowed to happen? Here's another local resident who supports the bonfires.
As far back as I can remember, 6 years old, that bonfire has been in the exact same place. It started off with a kick-up over a park being built, the community centre, not there. But see, at the end of the day, it's for these kids. These kids want to celebrate their culture, their history, but nobody seems to want to let them do that. And it really, really hurts to see everybody defying them, putting them down, running around these streets. There's nothing for them. As far as I can see, that show that goes on over in the far side of town, it goes on for, 5-6 days? What do they get for it? A couple of billion or a couple of million, whatever it is?
Right,
but what do these kids get? To build their own bonfire?
Yep.
But what do they get in return? Nothing but grief, put down, nothing for
them. Right, so I'm looking at the bonfire now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's quite close to some of these houses.
Yeah,
okay?
It is indeed, yeah.
Right, so when that's up, and I don't live around here, so I'm not saying this for my benefit, right?
Right.
So when that bonfire is on fire, how much danger is it putting those houses in your community? If you lived there, would you not be concerned if your kids were living in there?
I live here with two young kids.
Do you live in one of those houses?
Yeah.
Right, so you tell me, is that not very close?
Yeah, it is very close. And I agree it's very close and it's dangerous. But at the end of the day, the firemen have reassured us that they're going to be here. And if anything caught fire, they're here to put it out. And I'm happy with that.
Right, you're happy with that, okay? Yeah. But look how close it is to your house.
Yeah, I know. My house is insured.
But as one of the kids already said, we have asked for a site for them and nobody ever comes back.
How old are you?
18.
Right, so tell me what you said.
Last year we were told if we moved it down here, this was our bonfire site, and we moved it, and last year every single house here was fine. Nothing went on fire. Nothing at all. It's the same place. And it's going to be fine this year.
Right, so tell me why the bonfire is important to you. Why?
But it's pride, see.
Why is your job so important to you?
What?
Why is your job so important to you? Because you enjoy doing it?
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy stacking, collecting, doing it's everything, staying out. It's all part of our culture. You love doing it.
Okay, but tell me why you enjoy doing it. Why?
Because staying out with your mates, seeing your mates more often, doing things you never done, and it only comes once a year. It's not like it happens every day of the year. Like, once a year, one month in July, and that's you. And then after it all goes grand. What's bad about that? What's wrong in that?
Work hard and so put all your heart into going collecting wood, doing that, getting cuts, getting swords, stacking the pallets.
What do you mean swords? What do you mean?
Cutting your hands, everything, and then you stand and build it and you feel good about yourself. You're like, whoa, look the size of it. It makes you feel good. It's like a job. You do a good job and you're like, that's good, well done.
And do you not have a job?
Not at the minute, no, but I will have.
Okay, fair enough.
We built this and now these kids had a fun day and everybody was happy. The whole community. The council pulled their funding and we're still here. This is going far. This is being lit. It's being stacked more. All these wee young fellas have done all this here, all this in the heart. What's the problem? What's the big deal with it all?
Well, the political parties, including the unionist parties, including it seems the
DUP.
Where
are they all? This bonfire's been here for months, from March, and there's been no police here. There's been no Naomi Long or whoever the you call the rest of them.
Yes.
Not one of them have been here. Not one of them have been here.
Stephen, see that bonfire? It's being stacked, it's being lit. End off.
Well, if there's a court order saying you shouldn't do it, should you not respect the court?
Well, here, hold on, 1 second. The court order, right? The court order. Where's the police been? Where's the politicians been? Where's everyone else been? You know what I mean? There's been no police here, there's been no politicians here. Not one thing on the news, but a bonfire for a bunch of kids is plastered. Every politician's on ground about it. Stephen, come on ahead here. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you the reason that I ask questions about it, right?
So ahead. The
reason I ask questions about it is because there has to be some rules around things or else there's bedlam, right? So if bonfires are that dear and kids get injured, if they did get injured, or the fire got so big that it got out of control, right, that somebody got wrecked,
yes,
then there has to be some type of control around
the
them. So why won't you play by the rules? That's what I'm asking.
If bonfire was all right, the council moved it, there'd been no problem, wouldn't even have been as big.
Yeah.
They took it away, they lost it on us. They wouldn't replace it. Sinn Féin, no way you're getting it back. No nothing. So we're left to do our own thing.
The cracked pallets for that bonfire are no older than 20 years of age, right? How angry do you expect this community to be? You're due to go on and run every last one of us down here. Run this community.
Well, I try not to do that.
Shush, let me speak. Okay. Run this community down. Run the politicians down. And you can't answer one question.
Okay, so do you want me to answer now?
Go ahead.
So the reason that I'm standing here is because I don't want to run your community down, right? At all.
Well,
That's why I'm standing in front of you, which is more than what some others have done, right?
Exactly, I appreciate that.
But would it not be better, okay? And would people not be able to label you and others if you stayed within the law? So if you tried to get a bonfire site somewhere where it was lawful to do so,
right,
could you not do that?
This community has asked for a bonfire site more times than enough. A designated bonfire site. Billy Duff got one within a year. What's the difference with us?
If you got one, would you respect it?
If we had a bonfire site, we'd respect it. We'd respect the residents. There'd be no hassle. There wouldn't be none of this here. Do you know what I mean? Billy Duff has no hassle by community. If we had a designated bonfire site where nothing can get burnt, no resin can burn. What can happen?
Tell me what you think of this injunction.
It's just daft, it's stupid.
So after this, I then got in the car and I went round to the Invery site. Now, this bonfire is on a park site. It is nowhere even close to any houses. There are no houses. It's built on a field. Now, just because that's the case, these people just, they can't. And they need to understand this. They can't just pile pallets in one of our parks and do what they want. So they it's not the law of the jungle, and they need to understand this. If they're going to go into a public site, which is a park, and pile pallets and wood there, then surely they need to be regulated, or they need to understand that there's rules, and they need to understand that the council need to be shown respect, and the council need to have authority. But these bonfire builders are confused about what has changed. The bonfire's been there for many, many years. So what is the difference between this year and last year?
So we're around at Inverary at the minute. As you can see, there's absolutely no danger to houses, property.
So what this is this a park or what is this?
This is a park where a bonfire has been for the last 15, 20 years.
So I'm looking at this bonfire now. It's quite big. There's just green fields right around it. There's no housing anywhere close to it.
So basically we've been told that there, nothing else can go on. It's deemed too dangerous to be too close to anything. But as you can see yourself, there's nothing around. The council came around a lot of months back, put down 10 tonnes of sand. Basically, for that's easier for them than once the bonfire's over, for them to clean up.
So they actually put sand down to ready it for the bonfire?
Yes. And then come Friday there, it's deemed not to go no more. So how can it be for 15, 20 years this way, then come around, put the sand down for it, to then be deemed too dangerous not to go ahead?
Why would you want it any bigger than this?
Well, it's not going to be any bigger than this. This is the thing. This what's here has been here for the last couple of weeks, months. There's nothing else has been added to it. So what has been here is what's going to be the size of it. It's always been roughly a size. There's only so much you can do.
So what do you think of the injunction that's now been imposed on it?
Well, no one knows what this injunction... We're hearing this many things about the injunctions. No one has actually come out and said Sydenham itself is too close to houses. So if it's not too close to houses and it's not a health and safety risk, what is the other problems? No one knows. No one's actually been told.
And is there much anger among your community at the moment?
It's not so much as anger. It's so much that we've just been given this sort of form that has said you aren't allowed to do this and not allowed to do that all of a sudden. We've seen things being posted online. That's the height of it. No one has actually come round from the council or representatives come round and says, right, this is what's happening, this is what has to be done. You aren't allowed to do A, B, C. It's nothing. It's
maybe they're afraid to, because they think the paramilitaries will attack them. I see a UVF flag up here.
Well, if that was the case, why are the politicians around wrapping the doors in this estate looking for votes when it comes to the elections? They mustn't be that scared then. You know what I mean? You can't turn around and say they're scared to come to a bonfire, but they'll come round into the estate and blatter everyone's door going, here, we need your vote.
What do you make of the DUP going silent in this issue and the Ulster Unionist Party?
In my own opinion, that they need to come out and tell the communities who have been voting for them, who have been doing everything to help the Emmons, let us know where they stand. You know, I can't turn around and say...
Well, Sinn Féin and the Lions Party say they voted to support the injunction.
Well, obviously they're going to do it. You know, that's there. It's...
I mean, so they say, Sinn Féin and the Lions Party say, the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party supported that injunction. And when we go to the DUP and UUP, they're refusing to deny it.
It's not going to stop. This has been 15, 20 years here. Why all of a sudden now?
Let me ask your mate here. What do you make of this? Of what's happened? And
the injunction?
Yeah.
The supposed, the alleged injunction? It's nonsense. What for? Would they rather a bonfire in a safe place, nowhere near houses, where kids can enjoy themselves, have a fun day right before it, or have 15 in the streets within a mile on the end of every street corner?
And do you have any understanding as to why they've chosen this site as opposed to some others?
Because it's an agenda. People are harassed. It's not just the injunction. There's Land Rovers up and down taking pictures. People's cars are being followed. People's families are being harassed. It's not just an injunction on a bonfire. It's all about people and people around communities. It's not just the bonfire itself. It's Unionist community, loyalist community as a whole, are just being harassed. They want violence. They want us to push them back to violence, but it's not going to happen.
What do you mean by that?
They're trying to push us into going back on the streets and causing violence by putting in injunctions and stopping this and stopping that, negative media, negative newspaper articles. That's what they want. They want everybody to think bad of us so that we react in a way that's going to make us look bad. They want a reaction.
And so what's different this time? Because in the past there would have been violence and there would have been riots in the streets. What's different in the thinking of people you know this time?
Smarter. Smarter. They're smarter. People's smarter. People's not as daft as they think they are.
Who's they?
Sinn Féin, SDLP, Alliance Party.
The DUP and UUP have supported this injunction.
People voted for these people. They should be down here telling us why it's unsafe. They should be the ones.
Are they down here? Where are the Unionist representatives now?
Well, I know where they were 3 weeks ago when they were looking for votes. 4 weeks ago. They're around at my door, getting their leaflets tore up and picking them back up again in the street. It's DUP. I believe we're going to turn a corner and start helping the Unionist communities and Nations communities, because the DUP should represent everybody as a whole. But I don't feel represented by them. People made a vote for them that didn't feel represented by them, but they voted for them because their hand was pushed to vote for them. Because if they didn't, then it was going to be a Nationalist Party's First Minister.
What do you say to the DUP and the UUP today?
Get out and show us where you stand, so we know where we stand with yous. Either support us or go against us. One of the two. Don't stand in the middle. Support us or don't support us. We don't care. If you support us or you don't support us, just let us know where you stand.
So that's some of the feelings of the people who are building these bonfire sites.